had to bribe her with M&Ms.
Your hands, everybody!
And now, Meredith Summers on 730 WTNT, The Truth.
Yes, she even has her own announcer who takes care of the introduction. Hello, everyone. 518, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And yes, she's sitting before me. Meredith Summers, Washington Times Metro reporter, has a story in today's Washington Times entitled Airports Ready for Travel Bumps. Hello, Meredith.
Here I am. You know, I'm just going to say, on the scale of riders, just M&M's is not as bad as... you're lucky I'm not asking for a trailer all decked out in white, like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, who was it years ago? Barbara Streisand, when she came to town?
Yeah.
Yeah, Abe Poland, who the late owner of what was then, I guess, the Capitol Center, he was so mad. He told me one day, you know, off air, he said, she made so many demands. She wanted the carpet ripped out and had to have brand new carpet in her dressing room. Had never even seen the place, but demanded just one thing after another. And she was to be paid up front.
Really?
Yes, and she was getting like some kind of $1 million fee or something.
It's bad, though. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you know, I heard Madonna asks for like new toilet seats every time.
Yes.
I'm going to start asking for that here.
Yeah. I want the old ones so I can sell them. Hey, you know, eBay. You know what I'm saying? And goes, so that's gross.
I know. I'm so repulsed by that.
Hey, but you don't think somebody buy it?
Absolutely. Some creeper out in like, well, I don't want to. I was just about to alienate one of your states. I'll say Ohio because I'm from Ohio, so it's okay.
Hey, Mom listening?
She is. Hi, Mom. She's listening from Columbus, Ohio. She's a huge fan of yours, Andy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mom.
She's a babe. Yeah.
She's a babe?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Totally.
Well, if she's anything like you, yes, of course. I mean, really. All right, let's move on. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I wasn't talking about toilet seats. Was I? The spread of fear and panic made it to Reagan National Airport yesterday?
Yes, it is getting kind of crazy down there. So, as we well know, our lease cuts are supposed to start on the 1st. And for... I would imagine outside of D.C., people who aren't federal employees might be thinking, oh, this isn't going to affect me. Mm-hmm. But a whole line of Virginia lawmakers, as well as pilots and TSA guys, came out yesterday to say, hey, this is going to affect anybody who has to fly, whether it's for fun, whether it's for business. You're going to not only are you going to be waiting online, you're going to be waiting online even longer. One guy said they're looking at $600 million worth of cuts, which trickles down to furloughs of up to a week, 50,000 employees for TSA getting furloughed as well, which means fewer people at security screenings, so even longer line now to take off your shoes and have them look at you in the x-ray.
Yeah.
And flights are just going to disappear off the boards because they said, we're not going to reduce security and safety, it's just going to take longer because there's going to be fewer people to maintain that standard.
All right. Now, the players involved in this little exhibition yesterday, I couldn't help but notice.
That's a good word.
Well, seriously. I mean, come on. Jim Moran, when he shows up for anything, it's like a circus.
Yes.
And so as soon as I saw where Jim Moran was involved and his name was at the top, I thought, bogus. Anyway, and then he's got Tim Kaine with him and Jerry Connolly, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, how many Republicans were there?
I think it was the Washington Times. That's
the Washington
and maybe
Times.
A couple people who were. Well, I did talk to a couple crabby passengers waiting for their flights.
Oh, yeah, definitely Republicans.
Yeah,
crabby.
I can't. I don't think the station is on satellite, so I can't repeat some of the things that they were telling me.
Really?
But, yeah, they. You know, it's kind of a well. You know, okay, we'll call this bluff and see what really happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some people are saying, okay, well, a lot of people I talked to were in the middle. It was a Monday, so we had some retirees who said, okay, it's a couple extra hours, I'll hang out.
Yeah,
but
right.
Then you deal with people who travel on a regular basis for business, and you know, it's going to take the wait's going to be longer than the flight in some cases if you're going up and down the East Coast.
All right, now there was some contradictory information that came out on Sunday. I think CNN was the provider of it.
Yeah, Ray and LaHood was out there talking on State of the Union on
Ray
CNN.
The Hood?
Yeah, Ray the Hood.
Ray the Hood. That's what I always call him.
I like that.
I know that's wrong, but I can't resist. Ray the Hood. You know, he does look like a mafia type.
He does a little bit.
You know, and again, that's just me saying that.
If you disappear, we're going to find you next to
Hey, Ann. Yeah, if I disappear, if I don't show up tomorrow, Ray LaHood.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Look at the cement mixing at the bottom of the memorial bridge. Yeah, he was saying, well, he kind of conceded that the budget is up for the FAA, but domestic flights are down. So
that's
kind of like, all right, well, exactly how bad is this? And so, you know, Jim Ram was saying, well, because we've got to do this in such a short amount of time, it's across the board.
Really?
If we have more time to look at all this, this could be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my theory, Andy.
Oh, good. Let's hear
it. I think this is a conspiracy that has been launched by Cinnabon and Auntie Anne's Pretzels, because we're all going to be waiting around in the airports. What airport doesn't have one of those? And you're going to be sitting there going, I'm so frustrated. Let me just get a 6,000-calorie cinnamon bun. I think that's what it is. I think it's a...
Just one?
Well... What you do is you put, like, the pretzel in between. It's like a delicious, like, trifecta of deliciousness.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
And, you know, and do what I always do. On top of that, a whole stick of butter.
Yeah. And a Diet Coke, because let's be honest here. Yeah. We're watching our
figure. And if you have any powdered sugar.
I'm so hungry now.
Isn't that true, though? You eat stuff like that, and then you order a Diet Coke.
Yep.
And yeah, that's the offset. That's the offset.
Totally negates everything. Yep.
All right.
All going to spend a lot more time now drinking Diet Cokes and sitting in the cafeteria.
Are we really,
according
though?
To the gruesome threesome, yes.
Yeah, all right. So they get more money than ever before. The number of flights is actually down from four years ago, and yet we're going to experience these massive delays. Oh, and one other thing. American Airlines, U.S. Air, going to go through a merger. That's going to reduce the flights even more across the country.
Yep.
Because they're not going to duplicate routes, you know.
One woman said that I was talking to said, it's a good time to be a railroad company right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the way we're all going to be traveling soon.
When's the last time you took the train anywhere, though?
That's true. Well, every once in a while I'll do it to, like, New York, because that's, like, fun and romantic. But seriously, like,
really?
I'm not going to drive to take a train to Pensacola. That sounds like, or maybe up to, like, Vermont, like they did in the old movies.
Train ride is romantic?
Well, I feel like in the adventurous sense, yeah. This is great. Being the half-drunk bum who snuck on and...
Night on the Choo Choo with Meredith Summers.
This would be so good.
Look at Anne. She's like, oh, that's Oogie.
Welcome, everybody.
Wait a minute, hang on. Yeah.
It was the night on the Choo Choo part that got my attention.
It's a Choo Choo train. That's hey, I got a little grandson that says Choo Choo train, okay? That's what I was thinking of, all right? What do you call it? Night on the Amtrak? Night on, you know, whatever.
Night on Metro North. That doesn't sound.
Yeah, really? Night on the. Oh, wait a minute. What do they have? They have names for them, like the Silver Liner or something like that. They have different liners. I mean, if you actually look at the train themselves, they have names on them.
There's like the Acela, and there's the there's the ones that take 2 hours, and then the ones that take even longer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're
it's either
slow
that or
train though for that.
Yeah.
If you're going with Mr. Wonderful, you know, up to New York, you know. You want a slow train, and you want real good wine or something. Not the box that you get it out of.
Or yeah, the box of sushi that they give you. That's the scary stuff.
Really?
Ordering
when
sushi on a railroad, don't
really?
Do
when
it.
When was that put together? Can you imagine? You know, 4 weeks ago, some guy in the, you know, off in some factory putting it together for you.
Scraped whatever.
Wow.
Whatever got electrocuted on the third rail and was like, throw this in some seaweed and rice.
You know, we have gotten so far away from this.
I know.
Story.
Let's go back to. Yeah.
All right.
The point is that, I mean, these you wouldn't see anything until about April, which kind of is scary because that's when spring break happens and the summer months come. So, you know, it could very well happen. Basically, your worst nightmare is just about to get worse if we are to believe this.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I'm curious, did the news conference tie up a portion of the airport, create some problems for a while?
That would have been really kind of funny. There was a couple people who were doing the rubberneck, but as Jim Ram put it, he said, you know, Monday it's kind of quiet, it's fairly calm, but this could be a much different story come Friday. But that's being a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, seriously. You know, I know what happened. You know, the Obama administration said, okay, all of you Democrats, listen up, get out there somewhere. Get out there and just strike terror into the hearts of Americans.
Of American flyers, yep.
Yep.
So, anyway. I mean, I don't want a long line either, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, you're going to go back and check in a couple of weeks and see how if the cuts go through?
Absolutely. I'm sure I'll be going home at some point, and I'll probably be one of those cranky people eating my cinnamon bun.
That's right.
It's icing on my face going, wait a minute. We're on security check.
Ann, I have got to have one of those Cinnabons. Would you please run out and get some of those?
They weigh like 2 pounds. Yes.
Yeah.
What? No, this is the state of our nation. You can buy one, get one free most Cinnabons.
Really?
Yep. You go and you get like one the size of like a small child, and then they give you another one
right.
for free.
Yeah. I always look at them and go, is that a meatloaf?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Really?
You eat it and you're not hungry for like days.
How many calories is it?
I don't even want to.
It's got to be a million.
It easily. I mean, the amount of sodium and the amount of,
yeah.
So delicious.
It is. I'm having one now.
Yeah.
Wow, I was thinking about it. Okay.
Maybe if we mention it enough times, they'll just bring in a whole shipment. We'll just sit up here and just OD on petrochemical and
icing.
There
we go. Beautiful. Look, it's always a lot of fun, and it's always confusing, but great to have you.
I'll see you on the night train, Andy.
Oh,
the night choo-choo.
The night choo-choo.
That is just so great.
Welcome to the night choo-choo.
With Ann, Andy, and Meredith.
And a cast of Cinnabon.
Yeah. That would be so great.
All right, we're done. Get out of here. Thank you. Meredith Summers of the Washington Times, 528, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.